Welcome to PDX Bluescast. Show number 9 is coming up. Welcome to PDX Bluescast. My name is Pat McDougall. I'm your host for this music podcast, which celebrates and showcases the fantastic blues music originating from here in Portland, Oregon, and the surrounding area. This is show number 9 of PDX Bluescast, and so welcome old-timers. Welcome back, that is, folks who've been listening since show number 1, and a big hearty welcome to those of you who are new to the show. I actually need to start off with a quick apology this time. In the show number 8, I did something technically with the file that gets uploaded to the site. And what I did was a good thing, but the way I did it was bad. And the result was that for a brief period of time, there was a file naming conflict, let's say. And I know that for at least one listener, it resulted in the show being unavailable or problematic to download. I fixed the problem very quickly, but in some podcatching applications, iTunes was an example in this case, the application didn't update and see that the file problem had been fixed. And so it appeared to one listener, specifically Sally, who got in touch with me about it, that the show just couldn't be downloaded. And she was frustrated and disappointed. But I was, I have to say, I was happy to see that Sally, at least, is an interested enough listener that she didn't just throw in the towel and say, oh, well, no more PDX Bluescast. She got in touch with me and let me know she was having trouble. And between the two of us, we solved it and got the episode into her hands. So I didn't hear from anybody else about any problems they were having. I hope that's a good sign. But if you did have a problem downloading show number 8, please try again, and it should be available to you and shouldn't be a problem. If you have trouble and it's not resolved, let me know. Please get in touch, and we should be able to take care of it. I, in turn, promise I will never do the bad thing again that I did with show number 8. So that's my pledge to you, the loyal listener. Thanks again, Sally, for getting in touch. Now, we're going to get started with some music. I'm going to quickly mention to introduce this next song. Today, as I'm recording the show anyway, it's January 26th, and tonight in Memphis, Bill Rhodes and the Party Kings are competing in the International Blues competition. And so they're up against a bunch of other, I'm sure, fantastic artists. But we send our best wishes out to Bill and Mike and Tom and Johnny that they will do a great job. So this goes out to them. This is actually a cut from Mike Osborne's solo record called Touchtone, but it features the entire band, the Bill Rhodes and the Party Kings band. So this is Home at Last, Country Girl.
country girl. You see that little girl walking down the street. Well, you ever see my country girl? You see my baby walking down the street. You know that young woman, she's upset, upset every young man that she meets.
Baby, take me along for the ride. every day. It seems like there's always roadblocks in the way.
But I'll protect you, baby. There's no need for you to hide. I don't care how rough it gets, baby.
That's the Norman Sylvester Band laying down a powerful groove there on a song called Take Me Along for the Ride that comes from their 2003 CD, A Family Affair, Music from the Soul. Now, I played a song from the same CD earlier in show number 3, and I don't remember if I mentioned then, certainly I mentioned that Norman Sylvester is a longtime power player on the Portland blues scene. I don't know if I mentioned that he was a longtime friend of Isaac Scott, who we featured on previous shows, and this record came out just after Isaac Scott died, and Norman managed to pay a little tribute to him. I love what he says here in his liner notes, so I'm just going to read it for you. Norman and his blues brother, Isaac Scott, would take two of Norman's mother's best dining room chairs and line them up side by side on the huge porch with its beautiful railings. This is at Norman's family's home in Northeast Portland. They'd hook up their guitars and amps and jam for the entire neighborhood, playing 20-minute versions of Freddie King's Hideaway, followed by 30-minute versions of Booker T and the MG's Green Onions. That's so classic. That's just what you do as a new musician, young musician, cutting your teeth. You just play the heck out of the classics. And in 1965, so it shows you how far this goes back, Isaac moved up to Seattle, but their friendship remained strong right up till the end. And so it's a nice tribute that he pays there on his CD. Before the Norman Sylvester Band, you heard Michael Osborne from his solo record Touchtone with a song Home at Last, Country Girl. Now that song featured Bill Rhodes on harmonica and vocals, and the rest of Bill Rhodes and the Party Kings, Tom Sell on bass and Johnny Moore on drums. And so with that cut, we send out our best wishes to Bill Rhodes and the Party Kings at the International Blues Competition tonight. We also like to say good luck and best wishes to Ralph Basinger, who's competing there on solo piano and vocal. And then our friends Ray Robertson and, how embarrassing, Ray Robertson and Neil Beese, who are also competing, and they're going down from St. Marie's, Idaho. But we've played them on the podcast previously. Yesterday, I had the great pleasure of talking to Lloyd Jones on the phone, talking to him a bit about the podcast and other stuff. And so I want to commemorate that, send a shout out to Lloyd by playing a tune from his Trouble Monkey CD from 1995. And in fact, this is the title track from Trouble Monkey. And Lloyd's singing, his guitar playing are all just, in great form here. But listen to this band. To the tightness of the rhythm section, the punchiness of the horns. These guys are they're the epitome. They're the real deal. So here's Lloyd Jones with Trouble Monkey.
Trouble Monkey. Trouble Monkey, that's what I got. Trouble Monkey. Trouble Monkey, that's what I got. I know she's trouble. I know she's trouble, but I can't stop. She give me the eye, then she wiggle the hip. That's all I take now. I rock back in her grip.
look out. Trouble monkey. Trouble monkey, that's what I got. I know she's trouble. I know she's trouble, but I can't stop. Yeah, got it bad.
Man, hey, Lordy, hell. babe, I know you does. Where's a harlot squeak? Get my religion. People, I'm a drain.
Baby, strange.
I don't like to work, man.
That's the original Snake Boy with Preachin' Blues, and that comes from his CD entitled Playing with Fire. That's an old Son House song, and man, when you hear him do that, you know the guy's serious. He's serious about what he does, and that has a lot to do, I'm sure, with why he won first place in the National Slide Guitar Festival. And like I said before on a previous show, he's an awfully nice guy as well, down to earth and cool and, yeah, what a guy. Before Snake Boy, we heard the Lloyd Jones Struggle with Trouble Monkey from their 1995 CD, Trouble Monkey. And, you know, I went, I waxed eloquent about the quality of the band. I might as well mention that you were listening to in the rhythm section, Reinhard Meltz on the drums, Victor Little on bass, Glenn Holstrom, one of the unsung keyboard players of this town, and just an amazing talent. He is a horn arranger as well, and does some fantastic horn arrangements both for this band and others. And speaking of the horns, you have Rudy Draco on the sax and Steve Cannon on trumpet. Now, the lineup has changed from time to time over the years. It has, after all, 11 years later. And you've got Willie Barber on bass these days and Don Wirth on drums. But clearly, Lloyd knows how to put together a quality group and to achieve his vision. When you go out and hear these guys, it just never fails to be eye-opening and ear-opening and great stuff. I wanted to say a quick hello. You know, I mentioned on the last week's show that I was getting email from people. I was trying to keep up and say hi back to folks, but I haven't yet managed to do that very well. But I got a very nice email last week from Ted, who said that he found out about the Bluescast from the A&E article that was in the Oregonian. And the coolest thing he says some very nice things about the podcast, but I think the coolest thing he says is that I'll just quote what he says. Anyway, even though I am now 53 years old, sorry, Ted, didn't mean to give out your age, I've been thinking that it is time to go out and see some live blues again. Your podcast is my inspiration. Yes, that's great. I love hearing that, Ted. Get out there, and like I say every week, you won't regret it. There's just something about the live music experience that is invigorating and energizing and all that good stuff. So let's see. I wanted to segue from the original Snake Boys music there, the slide guitar and an acoustic kind of feel, to an artist who's been making a splash around town here. He came to Portland. He's another one of these transplants. Look out for these guys. He came to Portland from Michigan. I apologize. I'm not sure exactly when that was. I would say it's within the last 2 or 3 years. But his name is Raleigh Tussing, and he's a very intriguing, very talented artist, has a very genuine kind of down to earth. I've used that about Snake Boy too, but just an air about him that's totally genuine. He's not pretentious about what he does. He obviously goes up on stage and has just a really good time playing music that feels good to him. And Raleigh has one CD out called Blow Whistle Blow. I think he has one prior to that, and he is working on a new one that's going to be released fairly soon, I hope. I'm going to play for you, because Raleigh was nice enough to give me permission, I'm going to play for you two songs by Raleigh Tussing. The first is from his earlier, Blow Whistle Blow CD from 1998. And then the second is from the one that is to come soon, we hope, called The Secret Society of the Diminished Seven. So here is, first of all, Raleigh Tussing with Bad Luck and Trouble.
Well, I won't have
That's Raleigh Tussing with Cryin' Glory from his upcoming CD, which will be entitled The Secret Society of the Diminished Seven. That's a little tidbit for you musical types out there. And on Raleigh's site, it says that that CD is due for release in winter 2006. And so I would say that's right about now. So hurry it up, Raleigh. We're eager to hear that. That song features Raleigh on vocals and then an instrument he calls the Subverso Fiddle. You will have to ask Raleigh for more information about that instrument. There's a photo on his site. Looks like kind of a homemade cigar boxy type device. That's very technical there, sorry. And then it also features Ezra Holbrook on bass, vocals, and drums. And it was recorded in one take, so yes, Ezra's playing the bass and drums at the same time, and I've seen them do this, and Ezra's got a pretty cool setup where he's operating a kick drum and hi-hat with his feet and then playing the bass, and it's a pretty sweet combination. Well, you just heard it on that song. Before Cryin' Glory, we heard Bad Luck and Trouble from Blow Whistle Blow, Raleigh's earlier record, and that's just Raleigh vocals and guitar solo. Very nice stuff. I hope you enjoyed it, and go to Raleigh's site. It's linked in the show notes, and check out when he's playing, because he's definitely worth a listen. Next, we're going to play an artist who has been around the scene for a while now. His name's Richard Day Reynolds, and he's been playing clubs around town. I haven't seen him. Actually, I have seen him recently in the listings, so he's active. This is a live CD, which he admits is sort of unusual to be an artist's debut release. But in the liner notes, he talks about the fact that he'd been going into the studio and the results were unsatisfying. And he realized that, well, where the magic happens is on stage. Remember what I was saying earlier, the magic, you know, live music and all that. Okay. And Richard kind of realized that and said, you know, let's get some quality equipment together and record a show. And that's what he did. So his first release is called Live at the Deluxe. That's a club in McMinnville, outside of Portland here. And it's a real fine CD. And we're going to feature actually the opening song from this CD. This is the Richard Day Reynolds Band, or Richard Day Reynolds and Blue Light Special is the name of the band. And the song is Tumble and Moan.
Since you've been gone, without your loving touch, now honey, none of us can go on. I quit my drinking, baby. I give up my low-down way. I give it all up, you, baby. If that's what it takes you to stay, I lay awake all night. I tumble and moan, and I can't sleep at all. I want you to come home. Thank you. baby, you were taking my car. Well, the last time I saw you, baby, you were driving away in my brand new Cadillac car. And I can't sleep at all, I'm wondering where you are. Well, the dog is flat, turns surly. He snarls at me and growls. And when the sun goes down, now, baby, we both fly around and howl. Put us through this, baby. Can't you see that you're missed? It's been 2 or 3 weeks now since I've been so much as kissed when I lay awake all night. A tumbling bone, bone. And I can't sleep at all. I want you to come home.
Tasty stuff, no? That is D.K. Stewart with a song called Sweet Sunshine. And that comes from his 1993 CD entitled No Excuse for the Blues. Now, this CD is hard to get a hold of. It's out of print officially, and I have been looking for it for some time. I was fortunate enough to find it last week, and I couldn't be more excited. And I, in fact, I let DK know that I had snagged a copy, and he said, "Whoa, where'd you get that?" And so he recognizes it's hard for people to get a hold of. Hopefully one of these days it'll get re-released. This whole CD, I don't mean to gloat here or or make you gnash your teeth in envy, but this whole CD is fantastic stuff. That song, Sweet Sunshine, is one of DK's originals. He does mostly originals, but also does a Willie Dixon tune, a Muddy tune, and a Floyd Dixon tune as well. And maybe we'll play more of this in future shows. But I want to mention that the band you heard there, with one exception, it's the same band as you can hear today. By going down to the Candlelight on a Monday night and hearing the DK4. It's the same band that you can hear on the DK4 CD In the House, which is readily available. The only difference is that on drums, you've got Mike Klobas, who is no slouch by any means. On a few cuts, you have Carlton Jackson appearing on drums. And Carlton is DK's current drummer in the DK4. So, you also have Peter Damon on guitar in this record, and Lloyd Jones with a guest appearance. Isn't that interesting? And Don Campbell playing the bass, playing some amazing bass throughout here. Check out DK's current lineup, both on CD and at the Candlelight. And, you know, check the used CD merchants for a copy of No Excuse for the Blues. It's definitely worth the hunt. Before DK Stewart, you heard Richard Day Reynolds and Blue Light Special from their CD Live at the Deluxe. Tasty stuff, and I've been in touch with Richard. He's going to get me a copy of their more recent CD, a studio CD titled It's Not Easy, and so I look forward to featuring that on a future show. You know, that just about winds it up for show number 9. Before I go, a couple of things. First of all, if you go to the pdxbluescast.com website, you know, www.pdxbluescast.com, you'll see a link that says, "Where are we?" And that's a link to our little Frapper map. If you have not been there before, it's www.frapper.com/pdxbluescast. It's a way of showing me and everybody else where you are listening from. And I'd like to just make an appeal to anybody who hasn't yet gotten themselves on that map. Do it. Do it for me. It takes only a moment. You go to the map and you input your postal code, no credit card information or other personally identifying data. And it's just a way for me to see, gee, who's out there? Who's listening to this show? And where are they coming from? And I think you'll find it interesting to see where people are coming from. It's not just Portland, I would have to mention to you. People from the East Coast, people from the Midwest, all over the place. So check that out. I also wanted to mention that, you know, just last show I played a cut by Alice Stewart. And as I mentioned, Alice is based for the most part in Olympia, but she does come down to Portland on occasion. And she's going to be down here on February 4th. This is not a paid announcement, I'd like to mention, but I just know that Alice is coming down and she's worth a listen. On February 4th, she'll be at Beale Street Northwest, and it's a CD release party. She has a new CD coming out. So I'll certainly be in touch with Alice and see if we can get some airplay for that new CD on the podcast. But as you know, live music is best. If you're not doing anything else, February 4th, it's a Saturday, I'm pretty sure, head over to Beale Street Northwest and hear Alice and her band. I don't think you'll regret it in the least. Let's see. If you want to contact me, I would welcome your contact, and I will work on answering you. The way to do that is go to the website, www.pdxbluescast.com. You can leave a comment right there on the site by clicking the little comments thing under each show posting. You can also send email to me, letters@pdxbluescast.com. And finally, you can, if you like, call our hotline And when you call the hotline, you leave a voicemail message. And if it's okay with you, I might play that on the air so everybody can hear what a big, big fan you are. The way to call that is 206-203-3PDX. That's 206-203-3739. And on many cell phone plans, you have free long distance, so it's at no cost to you. I want to thank you so much for listening to the PDX Blues Cast. It's great fun doing it every week. It's fun hearing from people who are enjoying it, and I appreciate the artists cooperating and giving their permission for us to feature the music. It's all about getting the word out about these folks, and so I would sure appreciate it if you'd show your love by going to their websites, checking their gig schedules, going out and hearing them. And I know that some of you aren't local. I know that some of you are listening from, in some cases, way outside Portland, so it's a little more difficult for you to go out and hear these guys, but at least check the links to their CDs that are for sale and make a purchase. I don't think you'll regret it in the least. So, my name is Pat McDougall. I've had the honor of being your host for show number 9 of PDX Bluescast. We've got show number 10 coming up next week, and it'll be jam-packed full of great Portland blues. So be sure you come on back. Subscribe to the show. If you have any questions about how to do that, how to subscribe so that each new show is delivered fresh to your computer as soon as it's ready, send me an email. I'll do my best to explain it to you and help you through the process. Until next week, get out there, listen to some music, and keep the blues alive. Thanks for listening.